Hello, lovely people. It's Thursday, or as I like to say, Happy Friday Eve. We're almost to the end of the week, so let's take in a deep breath and push away all the worries. Let's lock in and get her done. Now, if you've heard word of falling gas prices being bruited around, don't believe it just yet. Buckle in, because our first story might make all of you drivers out there slam the brakes. You may have noticed that lately gas prices are actually going up, as high as $6 per gallon in California right now. Nationally, gas prices hit their highest point of the year this week at $3.88 per gallon on average. That's according to the AAA Auto Club. That means it could cost upwards of $50 to fill her up, even a small car. That's surprising, because gas prices usually go down after Labor Day when the summer driving season ends. Instead, the national average is about 20 cents higher than this time last year. Some experts say gas prices are likely to drop again soon, and officials told CNN last week that the White House is taking a wait-and-see approach for now. So, what makes gas prices go up, and what are you actually paying for at the pump? CNN producer John Sarlin has the answers.
What's in a number? Specifically, that number. The number everyone can't stop noticing these days. Well, nationally right now, the price of gas, as we're filming this, is $4.30 a gallon. Here in California, where we're filming this, it's even higher. The highest in the country. Right now, it's $5.70 a gallon. So, what goes in a gallon of gas? Let's break it down. Here in California, they publish a breakdown of what actually goes in the cost of a gallon of gas. So we're gonna focus on that. And they use $5.19 a gallon for this. So those are the numbers that we're going to be using. First up, taxes. There's local, state, and federal. And there's a wide variance in state taxes. The median national excise tax is just over 25 cents a gallon, while the lowest is Alaska's. It's 8 cents. But here in California, it's 51 cents a gallon. Those costs go to things like maintaining roads and infrastructure. Then you have other local state taxes and fees. That adds on another 13 cents. And then there's the national gas tax. That adds 18.4 cents per gallon. And this number actually hasn't changed in decades. So across state houses and federal government, people are calling for a gas tax holiday to help keep the price of gas lower. But others are arguing that no, this is too important a revenue source to cut. Then add on 36 cents for the distribution, marketing, and profits of the gas stations. That money goes towards things like rent, wages, utilities, the cost of the pump, insurance, advertising, and then the gas station's profit. All that in 36 cents. Then there's the cost of refining the gas. That adds $1.12 per gallon. That includes refining the gas, also transporting it, and the profits for those companies. Then we get to the biggest piece of the pie. Cost of crude oil. Right now, that adds $2.87 per gallon. Now, this is the largest and most volatile part of what makes up a gallon of gas. When you see the price of gas going up, you can count on the cost of crude oil having just gone up as well. All of those factors go into what you pay at the pump.
Now, it's not just pain at the pump. The U.S. faces economic headwinds amid nationwide strikes, and those high fuel prices could hurt other sectors too. Here's CNN's John Lawrence to break it all down.
People are running out of the excess savings that they had, and banking sector loan growth has slowed.
By anyone's yardstick, the U.S. economy is facing a few financial hurdles.
Input costs are through the ceiling. My risk exposure is through the ceiling. It's a risky, scary time.
First, there's the United Auto Workers strike, which may soon expand.
If we don't make serious progress by noon on Friday, September 22nd, more locals will be called on to stand up and join the strike.
The writer's strike in Hollywood is also ongoing. AAA says gas prices are reaching record levels, affecting everyone from commuters to farmers.
Last year, we put out 31,000 in fuel. I'm scared to even imagine what it's going to be this year.
New home building in the U.S. collapsed 11% in August, according to the Census Bureau. And to top it off, Washington, D.C. has less than 2 weeks to prevent the government from being forced to close its doors.
It's about time for our champions for change. I'm going to rhyme like our examples for today. A group reaching out to youth, finding ways to help, including teaching values like expressing yourself. Soul Food Cypher, that's the name. Whole group rhyming, that's the game. And with positive influence, they're in schools rocking with students, creating safe spaces, talking life by using music. Beats will play, jams go hard, let their tracks tell. Meet today's champs with our Victor Blackwell.
You see the way we're rapping, embracing the freestyle, and see just how it happens.
So I chose this story first because I love the art form. I love the music. Hip hop and rap have been the soundtrack of my teen years, my 20s, 30s, and now 40s too.
Woo! Call me Jackson Oak, like I'm Elroy.
And often when we see these ciphers or we see or hear hip hop or rap, people assume that it's negative. But in these ciphers, that's not what we see. What we see is people telling their truths, and sometimes they are difficult, but these are loving spaces.
It's so real, it's out the lungs. We giving it to them. What do you want some? Hey, do cost want some.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna switch it up.
Okay.
I'm gonna switch it up.
Okay.
Alex, also known as Cost One, creates this safe space where people feel comfortable to talk about what is happening in their lives and where they want to go. It's aspirational as well.
Tell me about how you got to not just loving the cipher, loving hip hop, but doing something with it. Where did that start?
I realized that there was a magic there. By design, ciphers are ephemeral. They pop up and then they dissipate. Why not create a permanent cipher? So I brought some of my best friends together and we created Soul Food Cypher.
We're an organization that has been around for 11 years and we look to showcase the positive elements of hip hop culture through our cypher events and also our workshops and performances as well. So a lot of times rap music, especially popular, mainstream, et cetera, et cetera. So why is the lyrical content important? It's important that we change that narrative.
Outside of the monthly ciphers, Soul Food Cypher goes into schools. And this is the part that I think is the most fantastic. What I've learned also from some of the instructors is that it helps them grow as well.
As we go through the curriculum and I'm teaching them and allowing them to express these gifts that are already inside of them, they get this feeling and it builds a connection, it builds a bond. They'll share certain things that's like crazy. And it's like, dang, that's what you're going through at home? You know, and they'll be like, yo, can you come to my soccer game? Nobody comes to my soccer game. Bro, I used to be that kid. Like, that junk is crazy to me, man. So I'm like, I gotta come back.
You get, obviously, a lot out of it, as much as you give to these students. Speak to the question of why it's important to pass the art form to the next generation.
We're using this English language in order to be able to inspire influence, because sometimes our voice is the only thing we do have. But then you're reminded by your instructor, Boonduke, Anon, Breathless, Soul Food Cypher, that you have a power and that your voice matters.
We're building community and we're building rapport between people, and it's a very, very powerful thing to have like hip hop church, that you're gonna see love and you're gonna see respect, knowledge, joy, you're gonna see smiles.
Cheese Louise, did you hear about the champion chip in England? Not your average snack plate. Check out this giant chip, y'all. So big, it was dipped by a helicopter into an even bigger pile of cheese. Doritos pulling off a stunt that snacked them the new record for world's longest cheese stretch, 49 feet. If you love nachos, I can't imagine it can get much cheddar than this. Omedetou gozaimasu. Congrats to Daimu and Mr. Watanabe Atsushi's class in Higashi Katsushika High School in Japan. You submitted the winner for hashtag Your Word Wednesday for Brute, a verb meaning to spread or report rumors widely. Well done. And today's special shout out is going to Chicopee, Massachusetts. The Bulldogs of Edward Bellamy Middle School. We see you. Fun fact, a bulldog is also the mascot of United States Marine Corps, Chesty the 16th. Not only is he the official mascot, Chesty was also promoted to private first class last year. I'm Coy, this is CNN 10, and I'll see you tomorrow.